You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it impacts you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now: a shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/givetech.
It's been framed as a productivity powerhouse, a crutch, or a competitor. But what's really happening right now with AI on the job? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. So you might have heard there's a lot of talk about how new generative artificial intelligence tools like chatbots and image generators could upend work.
AI has just taken off massively over the last few months.
Tonight, a stark warning that artificial intelligence could lead to the extinction of humanity.
AI is already in the workforce.
Artificial intelligence website known as ChatGPT.
Be able to defend our position when someone asks us, why hire you as opposed to just getting AI?
This week, we're diving deeper into how this technology is already disrupting workplaces, not in some speculative future, but now. In our week-long series, AI on the Job, we'll explore the work AI is automating, augmenting, or creating an entirely new market for. Kamala Shalardi says AI is already widely used in many industries. She's the CEO of Lardy & Partner, a consulting company in Switzerland.
We've seen automation as well of complex tasks, as well as acceleration of decision-making processes and creation of high-value insights for quicker decision-making, for quicker and accelerated business activities.
As a consultant, Lardy sees an increasing number of large companies looking to generative AI to take over mundane administrative tasks. But this technology can do more than automate routine work.
We are seeing generative AI systems really able to create good content and also generate original content, which was something fairly new.
That could help grow productivity by 1.5% a year over a decade, according to a Goldman Sachs report. Those kinds of gains would be great, says Lardy, but she worries about how companies will go about integrating this technology. For instance, by replacing entire departments like HR.
If you replace that with an AI-based system, the data and information that's being used might not be as unbiased or might not be as diverse or might not be as, you know, considering uncommon or common sense elements that a human being might consider.
But in many cases, this technology could augment human workers instead of replace them, according to Yossi Sheffi. He's the director of the MIT Center for Transportation and Logistics. He points to an earlier technology as an example, the wide-scale deployment of robots in warehouses like Amazon's.
Instead of people running around the warehouses, the people stand and the robots run around the warehouses. But they bring the work to the people, who then put it in boxes, package them, whatever.
In the same way, a large language model could improve customer service calls by suggesting responses to common questions that a human representative might want to offer, depending on the conversational context. But working with this new technology could require learning new skills, says Sheffi. Those workers who don't or can't adjust could be left behind.
They'll have to do low-level, simple jobs that also a machine can do. And the reason that they do it is because they're cheaper than the machine.
Still, neither he nor Lardy see AI causing mass unemployment. But Lardy says she'd like to see some regulation that protects employees from potential displacement. In tomorrow's episode, we'll hear from workers about the new skills they're picking up and the ones they're giving up as part of our week-long series, AI on the Job. Jesus Alvarado reported and produced this episode. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, Well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.